At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, October 26th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed NBA slate tonight with 10 games across the Wednesday action and the NBA. And we're going to go to a big 7:30 p.m. primetime showdown between two contenders here to win the NBA title, the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. This game is on ESPN, so it'll be nationally televised, and currently the Bucks are listed as a 4-point home favorite with a high total of 233.5. Now, going into this matchup, the Brooklyn Nets are 1-2. They're coming off a loss to Memphis, 134-124, in which they failed to cover as a 1-point road dog. Meanwhile, Milwaukee, they're 2-0 to start the season, undefeated. They just beat Houston, 125-105, easily covering as a 13.5-point home favorite. Now, what we've seen in this game is some line movement toward Milwaukee. The Bucks open as a 3-point favorite at home, and we've seen the Bucks get steamed up to -4. The Bucks are a big popular play tonight, but it might not just be the public here. You're getting 75% of bets on Milwaukee, but more than 80% of the dollars. So this would classify as maybe both a pro and Joe support game here for Milwaukee. Again, getting a majority of bets, but also a big share of money. And really operating on the premise when you look at line moves, that they are driven by respected money coming in. The public, if you talk to some bookmakers, doesn't really move numbers. They don't have a huge influence on numbers in general. It's really respected money moving numbers. So it tells me that even though the Bucks are a big public play tonight, 75%, getting over 80% of the money, that's really what caused this line to tick up to the Bucks -3 up to -4. Now, big advantage here for Milwaukee would be defensively. Right now, Milwaukee is your number one defensive efficiency team in the NBA. Brooklyn, by the way, is dead last, 30th overall. So you have the Bucks only giving up 96 points a game versus Brooklyn giving up 123 points a game. Also, you look at Milwaukee, they do have a big rest advantage here. Milwaukee hasn't played since October 22nd, which was Saturday. Meanwhile, the Nets played on the 24th, which was Monday. So you have a few extra days here, rest. Get ready, game plan, get your legs right. Milwaukee does have that rest advantage. They're rested and ready to go. Brooklyn a little bit in a tired spot here. And again, big public betting and respected money, it appears, pushing Milwaukee -3 up to -4 tonight. In terms of the total, really haven't seen any movement here. It opened at 233.5, pretty high number here, and really hasn't moved off that number. Currently, you are getting 58% of bets, but almost 64% of the money on the under. You have seen the Nets go 2-1 to the over this year. Milwaukee is 1-1 to the total. Also, quick pro tip here, if you're betting specifically totals in the NBA, bookmark this page, ESPN Hollinger. Just Google ESPN Hollinger. It's basically a data analytics platform, kind of like Ken Pomeroy, who's known in college basketball, is having really the best data for stats and analytics. But if you're betting totals, this ESPN Hollinger page, which is a free resource you can bookmark, it'll give you pace statistics, how fast both teams get up and down the court, possessions per game. Obviously, if you want an over, you want a fast-paced team, an under, a low-paced team. You also get offensive and defensive efficiency, shooting, free throws, three-point percentage, steals, turnovers, all great data here if you're going to look at a total. Again, I want to know these factors going into it. So if I'm on an over, I want two fast-paced teams, two good offensive efficiency teams, two bad defensive teams. If I'm on an under, I want two slow-paced teams, two bad offensive teams, two good defensive teams. That's really the way you can apply some of this data to your advantage. But I just want to throw that in here as a resource that NBA bettors should know about.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in the NBA and now go to the late-night matchup here between the Lakers and the Nuggets. This is a 10 o'clock game. This will be on ESPN as well. Currently, the Denver Nuggets are listed as a 6.5-point home favorite, with a total of 227. Now, as of now, or going into this game, the Lakers, they have struggled. They're 0-3 to start the year. They're winless. They just lost to Portland the other night, 106-104. They were a 4-point home favorite, and they lost outright to the Blazers. Meanwhile, Denver Nuggets, they're 2-2, but they did lose, ironically, to Portland their last time as well, 135-110, and got blown out there, even though they were a 5-point road favorite. Now, similar to this line move going in the previous game to the Bucks, we're seeing the same kind of line movement here to the home team with the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets opened as a 5.5-point favorite at home. We've seen them get steamed up now to -6.5. Currently 56% of bets, but 65% of the money is on Denver. So a bit of a discrepancy here with Denver is that they're not as public as Milwaukee is, but you are still getting that low bets, higher dollar bet share. So you don't have to really place yourself on much of the side of the public here, kind of a 50-50 ticket count, which is interesting because with the Lakers, as much as they've struggled the last couple years and went way under their win total last year, and again, a very old team here in terms of lack of youth and not really playing defense, the public still sees this is a breakdown of how the public perceives big name teams and that Lakers, that that yellow or gold or whatever you want to call it in the purple there. They see the Lakers, they see the name LeBron. They automatically have that bias toward wanting to bet on the Lakers, just like you have that Yankees pinstripes love, and you have the Kansas City Chiefs and different teams here, the Colorado Avs, the public teams, the Dodgers. The Lakers, despite the fact they're struggling, again, they're still getting almost half the tickets, even though they have not looked very good this year. So it's kind of one way to bet against these big-name franchises. But also, aside from the line move toward Denver, Denver has a huge advantage here offensively. Denver is number 9 offensive efficiency team this year. Lakers are dead last, 30th in offensive efficiency. Denver's averaging 115 points a game versus just 103 for the Lakers. And Russell Westbrook, who has struggled, but he will be likely missing this game. He's doubtful for this matchup. Again, in the NBA, it can be kind of maddening here. You got to really keep track of these injuries. A lot of times you're not going to get made aware of these injuries until closer to game time. So a couple years ago, I instituted a 6 p.m. rule, which means I'm not going to bet a lot of these games until 6 p.m., which is typically when you get your final injury reports, when you finally find out who's in and who's out. But either way, again, whether you want to bet these games early or late, typically you want to bet them earlier if you can get off a good pick off a good number. But if you want to wait late for confirmation for injuries, let the bets build up. You know, look for some late movement. That could be also important as well. But either way, get on Twitter. Just like ESPN Hollinger is great for totals, Twitter is massive. Really, really important here for breaking news, breaking injuries, getting that information first. If Westbrook maybe does play, or actually Michael Porter Jr. is also questionable for this game. So keep an eye on these injuries, and Twitter is really the first place to find them. In terms of the total for tonight, Lakers-Nuggets, a little bit of movement to the over. It opened 226, you're up to 227. I do see a couple shops juiced up over 227, minus 115, like it may creep up to 227.5. Denver is 3-1 to the over this year, and the Lakers are number one in the one thing they're good at, they're good in terms of pace, which is ironic because you're an older team, but the Lakers are the fastest-paced team in the NBA this year. More possessions, more opportunities to score. Meanwhile, Denver is number 8 in terms of pace, so they also get up and down the court. So some good signs there that do kind of jive with that little bit of line movement to the over. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward another NBA matchup here, looking at the Atlanta Hawks and the Detroit Pistons, the 7 o'clock game tonight, and I will be sweating the Atlanta Hawks Pistons over 229. Reasoning here, a couple things why I like this over. Number one, you have seen so far through the NBA, nothing crazy, but overs are around 52%. They're 29 and 26 to start the year. So just something notable. We did see, I believe it was either last year or the year before, I think it was last year when they had the crackdown on abnormal basketball movements. You know, I'm a big Boston Celtics fan. Paul Pierce was the king of an up fake of the 3-point line. Not really trying to make the shot, but just try to entice the foul. And you actually had the NBA and Adam Silver crack down on that and really not call that foul when you're goaded into it. So you actually saw unders get off to a really, really good start last year. I think they're like 60% through the month of October. Well, a little different this year. You are seeing these overs do okay, just, I guess, relatively 52% versus 48% to the over. But that's not the reason why I like this over. Why I like the over is basically the nuts and bolts of this game from a data perspective. Hawks Pistons total open at 228. Immediately, as soon as this line dropped, you had a lot of respect to money hit that over, caused this total to rise to 229. So we have an indication of respect in money hitting the total to the over. Also a really good bet split to the over. Currently only 33% of bets are on the over, but it's taking into account 55% of the money. So you actually have a contrarian over here using our percentages at DraftKings. Typically the public will always want to bet overs, but when they see a high number or maybe a team that isn't cashing a ton of overs, like Detroit is 3-1 to the under this year, then they'll lean a little bit under. But that's kind of a good opportunity to bet against public bias, because then you can kind of take a contrarian over opportunity. Again, 33% bets, but 55% money to the over. That's a plus 22% bet discrepancy to the over. Also, in terms of pace, Atlanta's number 9 in terms of pace in the NBA. So a fast-paced team, get up and down the court, a lot of possessions, more opportunities to score. Detroit is number 26 defensive efficiency. So they have not played very good defense this year. Detroit's averaging 109 a game, giving up 121, and Atlanta's averaging 111, giving up 110 points here. Also, if you kind of look at some rest versus tired angles here, Atlanta's rested. They haven't played since the 23rd. They're ready to go. Detroit is on the second leg of a back-to-back. The Detroit Pistons played last night, and they lost to the Washington Wizards. Couldn't cover as a 5.5-point road dog. They lost 120-99. So maybe the Pistons have tired legs, which could show itself in the lack of defense here. Also, you look at kind of the angle of a home dog getting 7.5 points here. You know, typically when you see, home dogs, they're going to fight till the bitter end. You know, if a home favorite is up big, in the fourth quarter, what they'll typically do is take their foot off the gas. They will basically kind of, not push it too much, try to run out the clock, just get out of there with a win. Whereas a home dog, typically you're going to fight till the bitter end. So it's much better to me when I'm sweating an over on a home dog versus a home favorite, just because you could get that team again to stop scoring and just kind of kill the clock in the fourth quarter. So I'll be sweating this over here, over 229. Shop around, though. You may be able to find a 228.5 here. Again, it could be important if it lands 229, finding that extra half point there. So we'll be sweating this over Atlanta-Detroit over 229 or 228.5 if you can find it. Now for my other Josh's Sweat of the Night, I'm going to go to one NHL matchup for tonight. It's really a big basketball night. Not a lot for hockey, only three games in the NHL, but one caught my eye. It's a 7:30 p.m. Eastern time game on TNT between the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders. I'm going to sweat the New York Islanders here, guys. Give me the Islanders at around minus 115, short money line price here. Both these teams have lost three straight, so they're hungry here to get back in the win column. The Rangers are 3-2-2. The Islanders are 2-4. But really why I like the Islanders in this spot, two things. Number one, rest versus tired matchup. So if you look at the Islanders, they have not played since the 23rd. They played on Sunday. Meanwhile, the New York Rangers, they're in the second leg of a back-to-back. They played against Colorado last night. They lost 3-2. The Rangers are also playing their third game in 4 days. So third game in 4 days, second leg of a back-to-back. That's a pretty good tired spot to fade. I want to bet against these teams that really have these kind of really tough schedule spots here, especially in hockey, a very physical sport where you got to have your legs. It's a very grueling sport physically in terms of the punishment you take on the ice when you're getting checked into the boards. But if you have one team that's more rested than the other team that's tired, I want to bet on the team that's rested, bet against the team that's tired. So again, Islanders off since the 23rd, Rangers second leg of a back-to-back and third game in 4 days. This is the classic favorite versus back-to-back system match play. So if you're a favorite playing a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, 14-7 this year, 67%. It's 201-82 since the start of last year, 71%. So it's done pretty well here just in general. And you did have two winners last night, two winners that we talked about on the Morning Bets pod from yesterday, which was the Calgary Flames and the Boston Bruins. The Bruins and Flames are both rested favorites versus teams on the second leg of a back-to-back. Both the Bruins and Calgary came through. So I'm hoping the same can be said here for the Islanders. Also, line movement, this was basically a minus 105 pick'em game to start. Now it's up to minus 115 Islanders. So it's not just a favorite versus back-to-back with the Islanders, but I want that line going toward my system match, telling me that respected money is in my favor, not just kind of the historical angle there as well. But now that Islanders are a slight favorite, minus 115, you also look at favorites this year in the NHL, 62%, home favorite, 63%. But it's really that rest versus tired with that small line move toward the Islanders that I'll be putting my my sweat behind the aisles to hopefully get it done at home tonight. The Islanders are 2-1 as the favorite this year, and they do have slightly better metrics versus the Rangers. They have a slightly better offense, 3.17 goals a game versus 3.14 goals a game. Nothing crazy, but a little bit better. And better defense, giving up 3 goals a game versus 3.29 goals a game for the Rangers. Also, the penalty kill. Knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it, but the Islanders are 100% penalty kill to start the year. And you actually have the Rangers only 76% penalty kill. But again, rest versus tired. Had a couple winners with Boston and Calgary in this spot. I'm going back to the well with the Isles tonight. Shop around. I got the Isles at minus 115. That about does it for Wednesday, October 26th for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. But reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN. And really, it's so much great content here for you as a bettor. We'll never guarantee a win. There's no such thing as locker guarantee. But we will guarantee that we're going to give you all the data, information, insight, expertise, best bets, stats, splits, power ratings, and breakdowns for games that we can give you the best content available to help you make the smartest bet that you can. So if you're looking for more information about VSiN, easiest thing you can do, sign up for our free daily newsletter, jam-packed every morning, sent directly to your inbox with great sports betting content. Just sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. And then, of course, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats for Wednesday, October 26th. And as always, don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because as the godfather of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, guys. Have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.